Do you know? Not a mover and shaker, though. Simply a negator, an ender of tales. He has a hunger that cannot be sated. The universe itself will slide down his maw. Death? I do not want to die, Croker. All that I am shrieks against the unrighteousness of death. All that I am, was, and probably will be, is shaped by my passion to evade the end of me. She laughed quietly, but there was a thread of hysteria there. She gestured, indicating the shadowed killing ground below. I would have built a world in which I was safe, and the cornerstone of my citadel would have been death. The end of the dream was drawing close. I could not imagine a world without me in it either, and the inner me was outraged, is outraged. I have no trouble imagining someone becoming obsessed with escaping death. I understand. Maybe. We're all equals at the dark gate, no? The sands run for us all. Life is but a flicker shouting into the jaws of eternity. But it seems so damned unfair. Old Father Tree entered my thoughts. He would perish in time. Yes, death is insatiable and cruel. Have you reflected? She asked. I think so. I'm no necromancer, but I've seen roads I don't want to walk. Yes. You're free to go, Croker. Shock. Even my heels tingled with disbelief. Say what? You're free. The tower gate is open. You need but walk out it. But you're also free to remain, to re-enter the lists in the struggle that envelops us all. There was almost no light left except for some sun hitting very high clouds. Against the deep indigo in the east, a squadron of bright pinpricks moved westward. They seemed headed toward the tower. I gabbled something that made no sense. Will she, nil she, the Lady of Charm is at war with her husband once more, she said. Until that struggle is lost or won, there is no other. You see the Taken returning. The armies of the East are marching toward the Barrowland. Those beyond the plain have been ordered to withdraw to garrisons farther east. Your deaf child is in no danger unless she comes looking for it. There is an armistice. Perhaps eternally. Weak smile. If there is no lady, there is no one for the White Rose to battle. She left me then, in total confusion, and went to greet her champions. The carpets came down out of the darkness, settling like autumn leaves. I moved a little nearer till my personal guardian indicated that my relationship with the lady was insufficiently close to permit eavesdropping. The wind grew more chill, blowing out of the north, and I wondered if it might not be autumn for us all. Chapter 40. Making Up My Mind. She never once demanded anything. Even her hints were so oblique they left everything to me to work out. 2 days after our evening on the ramparts, I asked the colonel if I might see her. He said he would ask. I suspect he was under instructions, otherwise there would have been arguments. Another day passed before he came to say the lady had time for me. I closed my inkwell.